Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Brian. It's Aubrey. What's up with Flash?
Hey, Aubrey. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How you doing today?
Pretty good. It's not in yet, but are you? Can I make a payment tomorrow afternoon or no? Or do I wait till Tuesday? I know it's a holiday weekend.
Yeah. Actually, what we can do is we can set what's called a post date, right? So what that is
okay.
We set the scheduling for tomorrow, and then since the office is closed, the system will automatically process that for you on that day so the account management team can get started by Tuesday. Does that sound like a plan?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So give me one moment here. Let me go ahead and pull this. Okay. And then what's tomorrow,
just,
the 30th?
I don't know if my Dutch Puzzle goes in, so I'm giving you my card number, so we'll just set it for Tuesday, and it'll pull on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and pull that up here for you. Okay. Perfect. And then for the billing information, the address and everything is the same as business?
Yes.
Okay. That is Huntington, Maryland. And then what is the business address?
3149 Stephanie's Lane.
Can you spell that for me?
Stephanies.
Stephanie's Lane. All right. And that's the 20639, correct?
I'm sorry?
That's the 20639 zip code?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Perfect. And just really quick, let's go ahead and set your security question. This is for, you know, if you lose access to your dashboard, you need to reset your password. We have three to choose from here. You can use your first pet name. You can use city you were born in or mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Now,
maiden name.
What do you do? Mm-hmm. Are you going to send me a link?
The link
to set up the app?
To set up the application? Like the the dashboard?
Yeah,
so your dashboard is sent over for you the moment you sign your terms and conditions. It takes you directly to your dashboard. Yeah, so you'll have your temporary password and your username. Okay. And then for the spelling of maiden name?
RANDOLPH.
Randolph. Okay. So these will always be lowercase. If you happen to need to reset your password for any reason for your dashboard, it'll be Randolph, lowercase. Okay. All right. Perfect. And then we have first name Brian, last name?
Elkins. E-L-K-I-N-S.
The B-O-K-I-N-S?
E is in Edward. L is in Larry. K-I-N-S.
E-L. Okay. Elkins.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
And then is it MasterCard? Visa?
Visa.
Visa? Okay. All right. And then I am ready when you are.
4000-2231. 4627-3974.
All right. So that's 4000-3231-4627-3974.
No. Second set of numbers is 2231.
Gotcha. Okay, so 2231-4627-3974.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
728 is the expiration.
Okay. 2028. And the CV?
910.
Right, 910. All right, excellent. The next step here is to go through the voice verification. This is just an added layer of protection for you, and it outlines the service agreement between you and Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
MBE Services, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Elkins, owner.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will be our 877 number.
Yes.
All right. So please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts.
What number?
Yeah, so that's 877-635-6225.
Okay. Now I thought you said they would be calling direct.
I'm sorry?
I thought when we talked about it, you said the customers would be calling direct, wouldn't be going through our system.
That's correct. So when I say responsive to phone calls and emails from us, it just has to do with your listing. That's all.
Oh, from
not,
you.
Not anything
okay,
to do with
okay.
the customers.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're all good.
Misunderstood.
And then as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive third-party calls from vendors that are not related to Local Splash. That's why we provide your security question and have you save our number under your contacts. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Perfect. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives required business documents in a timely manner. So that'll be things like your business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application. You don't have to worry about these three until your client interview. Okay, we'll go over all of those with you. And any other items recommended for GBP verification. We kindly ask these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation just delays and suspends until we get those documents for you, okay? Do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on the 2nd, that's Tuesday, in a non-refundable amount of $549. So this is a 2-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 2nd of each month, in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment, okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any... Oh, yeah, Beth?
I thought you were doing it at $249. You said you were waiving stuff and doing it at $249 a month.
I do apologize. I do have you set at $249. I go through this disclosure so often. I do apologize.
Yeah, I didn't say I don't have $549 available.
$249. Sorry about that.
So the startup is $249 and then it's $249 a month.
Correct. Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So let me go back through that real quick. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on the 2nd in the amount of $249. I do apologize.
Okay.
This is a 2-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 2nd of each month in the amount of $249. So this is a monthly recurring payment. Now you can discontinue your agreement at any time. Yeah, oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Quick question. Once we get set and going, if I want to change the billing to go to the business account, I can just switch the card number in the app?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. And then you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, that's still our 877 number, to speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So stand by for me here really quickly. Yep. I'm going to go ahead and place the, yeah, go ahead.
The number, I'm actually at work. I don't have anything to write with. So the number that you just, the 877-365 number, that will come in an email or something to me?
So it's 635-6225.
877-6. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I was just asking if you'll be able to text it to me or email it, and I'll save it in my phone. And it'll be saved under Google Splash. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir, absolutely. So I am going to go ahead and set the scheduling here for you for Tuesday. The system does do the processing at midnight, so it'll do it on Tuesday at midnight. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Okay, perfect. So I do have you set here. What is a good day for you here for your client interview? Let's see. We're going to have to do that next week. Is the same Tuesday okay for you? Do you have about an hour of time at any point in Tuesday?
Later, let me see, Tuesday, later in the afternoon, like 4 or 5, is that good?
Around 4 or 5? Yes, actually. Let me go ahead and pop that in here.
Okay, and I do have another question.
Absolutely.
So the phone number I'm going to use for the business, my other partner and the owners is going to actually be receiving the calls. I can receive them. We can give two numbers.
Actually, we can add one number. Referred contact. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Or secondary contact, not preferred contact.
So I can do her as a preferred contact because she's going to be answering most of the time. She's doing all of our accounting as well. So I need to set her up with the app on the business phone as well.
Okay. Perfect. So it is a preferred. Okay. And then what is that number?
Two four oh 639-5852.
All right, 240-639-5852?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what is their name?
Wait a second, let me double check the number.
Okay.
Flor, F-L-O-R, Benavides.
All right, so F-L-O-R,
I'm going to double check that number because I think it's 571. Hold on, let me double check.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Okay, my phone's overheating. First I've seen that.
Your phone's overheating? Uh-oh.
Okay. Yeah, 240-639-5852.
Okay, perfect. And then that Flor Benavides.
Flor Benavides, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Is this the number we're contacting for the client interview on Tuesday as well? Or is it the 571?
You can do the 571, me.
Okay. Okay. You're going to receive a calendar invite here from me in just a second. It's for your client interview.
Okay. Now, is that something I should have Flora in on too, or as far as information? I mean, I can have her be over at the house. Should this, is it information that she'll be need to know?
So the only thing that that she'll need to bring with her would be the like the accord for the proof of insurance, the business license, and that's about it. Because we're going to go over the application for like the background check and things like that for you.
Yeah, I have the business license on my phone for the business. Because I use Zen Business for keeping all my documents, my state, all everything up to date.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That is all she will be needing for the client interview, and they're going to go through the content editing and quality control, okay?
Okay.
All right, excellent. Did you have any more questions for me while I do still have you here? Anything I need to add in here or clear it for you?
That's it. That should be it for now.
All right, excellent. Well, we will definitely be touching base here on Tuesday in the afternoon with you, okay? All right, excellent,
yeah.
Brian. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.